There's a new star in the world of rock climbing, and he is 13 years old. Scott Corey of Brentwood, California, could become the Tiger Woods of this fast-growing sport. He's about to tackle a challenge that most adult climbers would never attempt. Jason Margolis from member station KQED reports.
Scott Corey has already conquered two of the most revered pillars of the rock climbing world. He was the youngest person ever to climb Yosemite's two renowned granite peaks, El Capitan and Half Dome. Together, they offer nearly 5,000 feet of vertical rock. Now, he's trying to scale the two rocks again, in one day. Only 14 people in the world have completed the double Yosemite climb. Young Corey is trying to do it now because, as he casually says, it sounds like fun.
It's pretty cool, you know, you're all out by yourself and you're seeing all those trees down there looking like little bushes and there's no one around you, no one that'll tell you what to do, and you're just out there by yourself.
Come on, Kimo. Stay into the wall. I like that move.
At a rock climbing gym in the small town of Concord, near San Francisco, kids and adults are climbing all over the walls, trying to navigate up to the 35-foot pinnacles. As a sport, rock climbing has exploded. 12 years ago, there were 10 gyms like this in the country. Now, there are 400.
What you want to do is step up and reach over that hold, reach over the top with one hand, and then under the bottom with the other.
In between attempts, some climbers stop to admire Corey, who looks like Spider-Man, effortlessly scaling the walls, even hanging on nearly upside down, clinging with two fingers on some overhanging slopes. 27-year-old Peter Roldan is one of the biggest, most athletic-looking men in the gym.
There's whole sections of the wall that I don't even get near. And this kid, I've watched him climb, and he looks like he's doing it. Yeah, he could do it in his sleep, almost.
On this day, Corey is working out with Steve Schneider, one of the world's elite outdoor climbers. Schneider says that while Corey has excelled in competition, winning his indoor regional championships 5 years in a row, what truly sets Corey apart is his abilities beyond the gym.
Kids that climb hard are truthfully a dime a dozen these days, but these guys or gals are mostly climbing inside. You don't see anyone doing El Capitan at his age.
Corey started climbing at the age of 7 on a family vacation to Lake Tahoe. He picked a dangerous sport with high stakes. There are an average of 2 to 3 fatalities each year on the rocks of Yosemite, according to the Park Service. His mother, Jennifer, says she believes her son is safe because he's climbing with the world's best. Still, she worries like a mom.
I've always been afraid of heights, so anytime the kids climbed anything, I was always telling them to get down. If they tried to climb on the outside of the slide at the playground, instead of going up the stairs, I'd always make them get down. So he's a good climber despite me.
What makes Corey so special isn't necessarily his physical prowess, but his fearlessness, even when he's hanging 2,000 feet above the ground.
You scared during that? Or?
No. So sometimes, like on the nose of El Capitan, there's some places where you're way out there in the open and all the winds come against you and you're blowing all over the place. So I don't know, it can be scary, but it's not really.
In Yosemite, Corey will pair with Hans Florin, a huge name in the rock climbing world. For now, the two are training in the gym, hoping and waiting for a dry weather window of a few days. When that happens, it will be time to take the climb outside to the rocks of Yosemite. For NPR News, I'm Jason Margolis.